From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Desperation is mounting among migrants in Hungary, where thousands have been waiting for days to board a train for Western Europe. In this audio captured by Sky News at a refugee camp, a distraught Syrian man shoves a woman and her baby down onto the rail tracks in protest after Hungarian police force westward-bound migrants off the train. Service itself was suspended, leaving many families with tickets that are no longer valid and out of money to pay for new tickets. Hungary and other EU nations are resisting calls by the head of the European Union to accommodate more migrants, saying their economies are unable to handle the heavy influx. A federal judge is ordering a Kentucky clerk to jail for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Round County. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports Kim Davis has been found in contempt of court.
Judge David Bunning is ordering Kim Davis into custody, saying she could be released as soon as she's willing to resume issuing marriage licenses. The announcement followed a nearly two-hour proceeding in a federal courtroom where Davis and her deputy clerks were ordered to appear. Since the June Supreme Court decision making gay marriage legal across the nation, Davis has consistently stated she's unable to provide the licenses because it would violate her religious beliefs in opposition to same-sex marriage. She had refused to issue any marriage licenses during this period. Tears erupted outside the courthouse after the ruling, where more than 100 protesters gathered. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Northern Kentucky.
South Carolina prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against the man charged with killing nine black worshipers at a Charleston church in June. Dylan Roof also faces federal hate crimes charges. Donald Trump is promising to support the Republican Party's 2016 presidential nominee, even if it's not him. When asked if he received anything in exchange for pledging his allegiance, the real estate mogul said,
"Absolutely nothing other than the assurance that I would be treated fairly. And I've seen that over the last 2 months, but they really have been very fair."
NPR's Sarah McCammon reports Trump made the announcement today shortly after meeting with party leaders at Trump Tower in New York.
At the Fox News debate on August 6th, Donald Trump drew criticism from others in his party for declining to promise to support the GOP nominee. He's been holding out the possibility of a third-party run if he believes the Republican National Committee treats him unfairly in the primary season. That could be disastrous for Republicans. It would likely split the party's vote and help Democrats to a general election victory. That's something Republicans have been worried about. The RNC is now asking all candidates to sign a pledge to support the eventual nominee. To get on the ballot for South Carolina's key early primary, candidates have to make that promise before the end of the month. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
Before the close, the Dow is up 24 points. This is NPR News. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is emerging the victor in the Deflategate case against the NFL. A judge has decided to lift a four-game suspension imposed on Brady for his alleged role in the use of underinflated footballs in a playoff game last season. It's been a year since CVS quit selling cigarettes. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the drugstore chain says the decision has resulted in improved public health.
CVS Health Corporation says in 13 states where it has a significant market share, overall cigarette sales are down 1%. The firm has lost money since it stopped selling tobacco last September, with general merchandise revenue falling nearly 8% in the second quarter from a year earlier. But it also reports an uptick in sales of nicotine patches and says visits to its clinics for help to quit smoking have nearly doubled. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says the CVS results make it increasingly untenable for other retailers, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Rite Aid, to continue selling tobacco. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The number of people to file for unemployment remains near historically low levels, despite an increase in applications last week. The Labor Department also says the less volatile four-week average has fallen more than 9% over the past year. It signals sustained U.S. economic strength in the face of a broader slowdown in the global economy. Before the close, Dow was up 24 points at 16,375. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.